Shirin Kedzuchanar for Chaf Alfnes, and we're beginning Siman Kofei, which is going to continue the theme we discussed until now, the Dinim of Chol Hamoed, the intermediate days between the first and last days of Sukkot and Pesach. And till now we're discussing Melachos, whether it's Melachos Min HaTorah or Melachos Derabbanan, which on Yom Tov would be Asar, and how to go about them on Chol Hamoed. Now we're going to continue on in Siman Kofei with things that are Asar because of Tircha, their extra work and burden, and are not appropriate on Yom Tov. Halach Aleph. Also, la'asiyah, one is not allowed to transport valisa and carry metal of his objects, to play base, his furniture, his household items, b'cholamayid, on cholamayid, medira shabachatzezu, ledira shabachatzecheres, from one apartment or one house that he has in one courtyard, out through the Rishus Rabbim into a different courtyard, into a different house that belongs to him. Afilu, even to the extent that even if it's medira ke'ura, from not a nice apartment, medira not a beautiful apartment, and you think it's simchas amayid, that doesn't override one. It's not allowed to do this. It's too much tircha, and it's not appropriate in Yom Tov. Avol mebayis tabayis shebechatzar achas motor. If it's from one house to another house in the same courtyard, that's not that much tircha. That is allowed. V'chein im shtechatzay smuches, if there are two adjacent courtyards, and they don't have to go, v'yesh pesach v'nim, there's a door between them in the wall, in the separating wall, and they don't have to go out of the front door, out into the Shusar Abim and into the next. Rather, they could go from one into the next, and through the wall, the separating wall between them. Motor lohaitzeh chavatzim, there someone is allowed even to a different courtyard. It's not that much tircha. B'mkayim seida, this is all if there's no loss involved. You can move a different day. It's not an iser, tiltel is not a problem on Chol Hamoed. B'mkayim seida, however, if there's loss involved, motor afilu me'ir le'ir, if you're going to lose out by not moving it today, you have a leak in the place where you're currently at, then motor afilu me'ir le'ir, even from one city to the next city, you're allowed to transport and make the move. V'chein medir she'enish loy, also very interesting scenario. If a person is in an apartment or a house that doesn't belong to him, and now he wants to move ledidr shisha loy, that it does belong to him, motor mishum simchas yom tov, this will be motor even if it is mechatzil chatzil. Why? Because it gives a tremendous simcha of yom tov. Shesimcha loy, it's special excitement, a special joy, ledur bedidr shisha loy, to live in an apartment or a house that belongs to him, and as opposed to renting. Halacha base. Im tzarech lachnes peiros v'shar eschor. Till now we're talking about moving his household objects from his house out into a different place. Now we're talking about to bring into his house, whether it's fruit, whether it's merchandise that just arrived, whether it's because he's afraid of ganavim, thieves, is there any other than my rain outside or whatever it is, and then he has to take in the fruit or the other merchandise. He has to put in the refrigerator, let's say the fruits. So all this, even though we're talking about makom seida, and we're talking about Dabra Ovid, still anything you can do clandestinely without people seeing, Yasa, do it in a discreet way. If you can't do it in a clandestine way, you can't do it in a quiet way that nobody's going to see, still, you could even do it publicly up front in front of everybody. Halacha Alva Simin Kuvav, and Kuvav is going to move to the topic of business. Business is different than what we discussed in Simin Kuvhei, which is described as work, avoida, and malacha, different jobs you're allowed to do, or what was usher on Yom Tov and Shabbos. Here we're talking about business, signing contracts, buying and selling, or the like. So kol schayra, any business asura is forbidden. Bein liknas bein limkar, regardless if you're the seller or the buyer, you're not allowed to be part of it. Rakim nizdam loy revach meruba, unless you all of a sudden now have a very big profit you could just make right now. Yachol liknas v'limkar b'tzina, in that case we allow you to sell or buy in a quiet way, in a discreet way. V'yoytzi l'chvoyt yom tov yoytzi ma'ashayi b'day delaytzi, and pay back, so to speak, the covet of Yom Tov, and turn it into L'chavet Yom Tov by using part of the money that came in. Now that you have more money, you're going to spend more on Yom Tov beyond what you planned to initially. The Alter Rebbe adds that not only that, you're not even allowed to, in addition to Schoira, you're not allowed to, one, let's say if a person gave a craftsman to fix a kli, something that belongs to him, he's not allowed to bring it back from the home or from the store of this craftsman on Chol Hamoed, even if he's not planning to sell it, even if it's for his own use, because it looks like he was doing business on Chol Hamoed, which is not allowed. However, the Alter Rebbe says, Masha Inkem Chenvori, if a person is a store owner, he's allowed to go and collect such items because nobody's chayshed that he's taking it for himself. People think that it's for buying and selling. And also a person, if he's buying from a store owner, so it's for what he wants right now. Unless, this is the overriding rule, if what you're taking, what you're collecting by the craftsman is needed for the Yom Tov or for Chol Hamoed, for example, then in that case, it is it is mutter. Sai from a chemna, even from an oman. Halacha base. Imesh l'schoyre. What happens if a person has merchandise? Yesh lochashim loyim karen anta yafsid min akeret. Not just buying and selling. It's not just your random business. It's not a beyond the profit like we described in Halacha Aleph. Rather, he's just buying and selling like regular, getting the basic profit. But he's afraid that if he doesn't sell it now, he won't have a way to sell it afterwards, and he's going to lose from the principal value that he actually paid for it. Motel l'machron. In that case, he's allowed to sell. Mishum the heavy davar avid. That's considered something that he's going to lose. Ein lachus yafsid. There's no reason to believe that he's going to lose out. Elos lo yarviach achakach. He won't gain extra money afterwards. Also l'machron. In that case, we do not allow him to sell it. Kibnias revach lo mikra yafsid. The fact that you're being prevented from and you're refraining from getting more benefit and more bonus and more profit, that's not considered loss, unless it's like that, like the Shulchan Aruch described in Halacha Aleph, that it's revach merubah, that's, you know, one time thing. Halach Gimel, im chol yirid. What happens if the merchant, the day, the marketplace day, shu yoy mashuka bol prakim, it happens once in a long time that everybody brings their merchandise to the marketplace, and this is the day to buy. You missed the mark tug, you're out, you have to wait till next month, and this is his livelihood. A yoy mashuk shebuchol shavu, or the marketplace that happens weekly, the flea market that they all bring their fruits in one day a week. And even if it's a kavodah thing, and he could get it next week, which is not the end of the world. However, being that now the goyish chag is coming, so everybody is coming. Obviously, not buying things that people are selling for their chag, but people are giving better prices, and a lot of people are coming. So there's much more people coming. So you want to sell more. You know, more people are going to buy. Mota limkar. In that case, you are allowed to the kibun shu davar sheinatada, being that it's something that is not often. This doesn't happen. It's not every month. Perhaps we will consider the lack of plus that he's getting, the lack of benefit and the lack of profit that he's making as a loss. If it's not Epsil Chagga coming and there's no more sellers than every week, just this is the day of the marketplace, he can't go around as if it's a regular day and on Chalamayit open shop. Sometimes there's a peddler came to town, a merchant came to town, or businessman, or big ships came. Now they're selling it for a very cheap price, and now's the time. Or they're desperate, and now they're buying for a exorbitant price, and this is an opportunity to sell. It's not very often. It's not found constantly. Gam ken motel liknas, one is allowed to psych, buy from them, the limkar lam, or sell to them. Halacha dal. If he wants to buy wine in the time when they're harvesting, and now when they're harvesting, there's a lot of grapes to find, and therefore the price is lower. Let's just call Shana, and he wants to buy not just for yomtiv, he wants to buy for the whole year. However, if he waits, the wine price is going to go up. There's a lot to buy on Cholamayid. Mm-hmm. However, specifically for the necessity of Cholamayid, he's not allowed to for business for the future, to continue buying and selling. He's allowed for whatever he needs for Cholamayid and for his house, what he needs for the year, as we said. Halacha hey. Things that are needed for the yomtiv, kigoyim peiros, whether it's fruit, the tavlin, or spices, moichrin kedarkan, even though you don't need it, you're just selling, and for you it's regular business. You're allowed to sell regularly. I feel before I ask you, even in the open, in broad daylight. Given shemutar l'mtzarich hachanos b'shul yisrael, being that you're allowed to open the store for Yisrael because they need their tzarich yomtiv, if you could facilitate that. Mutalim kagam l'nachri. Once you're open, you're allowed to sell ostagay. Halacha vav litvoya chayvus, to collect debt. We are lenient even to collect from a Yisrael. Why? Even though a Yisrael is definitely going to priyas chayv mitzvah and he's going to pay back, and we still consider it something that it has potential loss associated with it. A guy won't have at that time. You never know how things dreizach, and therefore it's considered a davar avid, and we allow him to collect. Halacha zayin. Lahal vayis beribis lenachri haragi latzli, to lend a guy that is a constant borrower by you, and you lend it to him with interest. So you're allowed to. Why are you allowed to? L'chur, he comes every time. Maybe he'll come tomorrow if you push him off today. We consider a davar avid a pending loss. So if this time he can't go to you, he can go to someone else. I mean, that person will give him a better price or whatever, a lower interest rate, and he's going to get used to going somewhere else, and you're having long-term damage from this. So it's not just as simple as pushing it off a week. However, what happens if you're lending to a goy that's not, it doesn't consistently come to you? So maybe it's a random thing. So in that case, also you don't want to lose his business. So yoytzi ribis meshavu achad simchas yamtiv. He should take out the ribis, the interest that he gets from 1 week, and that he should spend, and that amount should be spent on simchas yamtiv. So hence, to a certain degree, it is considered a toivas yamtiv. However, to sell merchandise to someone that's not used to coming to you, also that's not why. And it won't help the technique we just described to take in the to set aside the extra profit for Simchas Yamtiv and to spend more because someone that's not regular, they randomly walked into your store. You're not losing a customer. Misha regular, so someone that's consistently by you and buys you, or a frequent buyer. Mishum, in that case, Moti, you're allowed to sell to Mishu. Mishum Shu, the Havi Davar of it. It's also something potential loss. So Yagal Atzmai Eslachem shouldn't get himself accustomed to going to other stores to buy, and you have long term damage. Halacha Ches Chiluf Madbeis to swap coins, which is a tircha, and it's not so much tircha as much as it's business-like. Aser is prohibited. You can do it a different time. It's not.